Friday morning, the morning team show on WSGW at 7:40, a Friday during the college football season. And the focus on Fridays is the Saginaw Valley State University Cardinals football team. Of course, broadcasting all the games we do on WSGW. So Fridays, we find out about those games. Voice of Cardinals football that you enjoy. J.J. Bame once again in studio. We say good morning as well. We say happy Friday to you, J.J.
Well, good morning and happy Friday to you, Charlie. And I've got to tell you, for somebody who's been really trying to pay attention to the stats of SVSU football from week to week, you must have had quite an interesting exercise this week after you got to look at the stats from last Saturday's thrilling SVSU win in overtime over Texas A&M Commerce.
It was not a game that stats would be impressive, shall we say, for either side, for that matter. But SVSU did what they had to do to win the game, and the telltale stat, turnovers,
right,
including, well, I guess we have to talk about the defense once again, stepping up and helping SVSU to a hard-fought victory on the road at Texas.
Texas A&M Commerce, who again won the national championship in Division II football in 2017. In 2019, the last time there was a full season, they made it to the national semifinal. So I mean, it's a very good program. And yes, SVSU, basically that's the story. SVSU protected the football, only committed one turnover. Meanwhile, they were able to force three turnovers against Commerce, one of which was a pick six by Nick Whiteside that he took 75 yards the other way for a touchdown. And that really is what was the difference in the game, because without that, it doesn't go to overtime. And then the other part is SVSU completed a grand total of three forward passes. Yes, I said three. SVSU also played a total of three different quarterbacks because you're trying to get the right person in there and everything else against. I mean, and Texas A&M Commerce has a very good defense. You've got to give them credit as well. But it just goes to show, you know, even in this era of with all of the rule changes and everything else, I mean, so many of the college football games you see wind up being high scoring these days compared to what they were years ago. If you protect the football and play good defense, you can still win close football games, and that's what exactly what SVSU was able to do last Saturday.
Well, and another turnover that happened, that was with Texas A&M Commerce driving to try and score. I mean, that was another huge one, too.
That's right, and that one was a little bit, it's fortunate for SVSU, but the quarterback, Miklos Smalls, who was playing his first game for Commerce this season, he was the quarterback who led them to the national semifinals in 2019. You know, he goes under center, he tries to drop back, and he's trying to, you know, make the handoff, and he's losing his footing, and it's a bad exchange with the running back. It's down on the ground, and SVSU recovers it at the five-yard line. So, yes, that was a critical turnover as well. That one, I don't think you can say the defense forced it so much, as Commerce just made a mistake. But when you're playing good defense all day, the offense is always feeling a little bit of extra pressure, and they're a little more likely, perhaps, in that, you know, goal-to-go situation to make a mistake like that. And then the other thing is, again, you know, SVSU had to play three quarterbacks, all of whom are freshmen in terms of their eligibility. You know, one has been in the program for 3 years, one for 2 years, and one's a true freshman. But they didn't turn the ball over. They were able to protect it. And so you play field position and defense, and SVSU got just enough offense to win, including a very nice touchdown run for, by Tommy Scott in overtime.
Imagine that. We talk about the defense and Tommy Scott, who had to battle for the yardage that he got on the ground, because the SVSU didn't get a lot. Well, you already mentioned they only completed three passes, only attempted 10, and had to really grind things out to get that victory.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember another time I can, you know, even with what we were talking about, I mean, SVSU only had 8 first downs. You know, you don't win many football games with a grand total of 8 first downs. But, I mean, and I have to say, too, that it also was according to game plan. I mean, you heard Ryan Brady, the head coach for SVSU, in the pregame interview last week said, hey, you know, this game is going to come down to be field position and defense, and we've got to try to not turn the ball over, because he knew you're going to be rolling out three quarterbacks with very limited college game experience. So that was also part of the game plan, which I think helped SVSU, because then when they're in this close game late in the fourth quarter, even though the offense has been sputtering, nobody's getting worked up about it because they kind of knew that's the way the game was likely to go.
That was last week. Now we have this week, and wow, a lot of things involved in this week. It is the Axe Bowl. It's homecoming And what more can you ask for when SVSU and Northwood battle? The first question is, you mentioned, because the three-quarterback surprised me. In fact, I was trying to keep track every time you talked about a quarterback. Is that our guy? Because you got to remember who our quarterbacks are. That was the game plan for last week. What is the game plan against Northwood this week?
Well, I mean, I expect that you will see at least two quarterbacks get playing time for SVSU tomorrow. So of the three quarterbacks, Colby Newberg, was the backup. He did get some playing time earlier in the season. He is more of that dual threat quarterback, I should say. You know, he can definitely run the ball, and then he's growing as a passer. Tanner Slezinski, the true freshman, probably the best passer of the three, and so he took a lot of the snaps last week because, again, once Texas A&M Commerce realized, hey, you know, we're going to, put eight, nine guys in the box and try to shut down the SVSU run game. You want your best passing quarterback in there. And then what you saw from Mike O'Hara was a guy who came in and immediately showed that he could take command of the offense. And he's another one. He's more of a dual threat quarterback. And what's most impressive about what he did last week, I found out, later this week, talking to some of the assistant coaches, he didn't take a single snap with the offense last week because he had to run the scout team. So he comes into the game, in the fourth quarter on the road at Texas A&M Commerce. And then he steps in and, he's able to do a good job with the offense. And then again, led him on the touchdown drive in overtime that was ultimately capped off by Tommy Scott's run. But, you got to give him a ton of credit. So I think you will see more than one quarterback tomorrow against Northwood. I don't know which of those three is going to start, which one will take the most snaps. But I think you'll definitely see two just because they give you different things, and I'm sure that they're going to want to look at those different things and find out what gives them their best chance against Northwood.
And for the Timberwolves, they're bringing to the table as far as their play this year and what you have expectations of, both offensively and defensively, that SVSU is going to have a game plan.
Well, I think for Northwood, they've really struggled the last 2 weeks against Ferris and Grand Valley. Now, again, those are both teams that are top 10 in the nation in Division II football, but Northwood lost at home to Ferris 67-25, then lost on the road at Grand Valley last week 70-9. So they've given up a lot of points the last 2 weeks. Again, against very good competition, but I say that in part because, again, an SVSU offense that didn't do very much last week is now going to be in a very different situation where there should be more opportunities to make plays. Northwood also has rotated quarterbacks throughout the start of the season. You've seen both Ty Cox, who I expect to be the starter tomorrow. He's gotten playing time. Nate Gomez has gotten playing time. Jake Baldwin, who graduated from SVSU and was a quarterback in the SVSU program, he's now the number three quarterback at Northwood. He's played in four of the games this year, so I think they'll roll some things as well. Northwood definitely has been more of a passing team this year than what people might remember in terms of them, historically running that Woodbone offense. Keshel Goldsmith is their leading rusher on the season. He's got 362 yards rushing, but then nobody else has more than 61. So it's not the situation where you've got the fullback, the running back, the wing back, the quarterback. They're all running a lot. So they're going to probably be putting the ball in the air a little bit more than what we're accustomed to seeing from Northwood maybe historically. By the same token, what we've seen from SVSU all season is that creates opportunities for the SVSU defense. SVSU leading the nation in Division II football with 20 turnovers forced on the season.
It is homecoming, as I mentioned. That adds a little bit more of a dimension to the game day activities, too.
Unbelievable response from alumni. I mean, now, you think about it, they didn't get to go to any SVSU football games last year. So I know some of this is pent-up demand, but the alumni tailgate celebration that's going on before the game, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of alumni have been buying tickets for this. We've got food trucks coming. We've got a tent. We've got entertainment, all those kinds of things. We wanted to make sure it was a fun outdoor activity for our alumni. And man, have they responded. So I think it's going to be a very big crowd for SVSU again tomorrow. I mean, we had over 8,000 for the game against Grand Valley at home a couple of weeks ago. I expect you'll see a very good crowd tomorrow as SVSU hosts Northwood in the Axe Bowl as well.
Yeah, I mean, as far as SVSU goes, a lot of fans will turn out, but let's face it, Northwood's close enough, so they're going to travel very nicely. They always do.
Absolutely.
Axe Bowl and everything, and, we've talked about it. I mean, as far as with the future of what's happening with the SVSU and Northwood battles, So this will be a big one for 2021.
It certainly will, because it's the last one that's guaranteed for a little while. Again, for those who don't follow these things closely, Northwood is leaving the GLIAC after the season. It's not that these two teams will never play again. It's just you don't know exactly what's going to happen once a team leaves the conference. It's not always easy to have common open dates where you're going to be able to play one another. So those will be things that have to get worked out in subsequent seasons.
And kickoff tomorrow, the time.
2 p.m.
That is, because usually we have home games that sometimes are the 1 p.m., 12:30, things like that. But it's 2 p.m., I'm guessing, for homecoming.
It's 2 p.m. tomorrow, and then it'll be 3 p.m. next Saturday when SVSU hosts Wayne State, because that is our admissions open house. And So we've got a lot of extra traffic coming to campus for that as well. So tomorrow it's 2, next Saturday it's 3.
All right, well, thank you for the heads up on that. Go Cards?
Yes, absolutely.
And welcome all the alumni for homecoming tomorrow, the X-Bowl, WSGW, 2 o'clock for the kickoff, 1:30 for broadcast time on 100.5 News Radio 790.